From the WDXC newsroom, this is the WDXC Daily News. Steve Hughes reports in the Times Union that Albany County Executive Dan McCoy was the latest local leader to declare a state of emergency and issued an emergency order on May 23rd because of the possibility that asylum seekers from New York City might temporarily be bused to the county. McCoy's directive means the county's Department of Social Services will work with the state to plan for the relocation of up to 200 families in Albany County. But McCoy's order also bans any businesses, including motels or people, from bringing migrants or asylum seekers to the county without the county's permission. McCoy said, and I quote, "I am hopeful that these requirements ensure the proper dignity and respect for all persons," end quote. And he also criticized those governors in Florida and Texas and the mayor of New York City who are busing migrants around the country. McCoy said, and I quote, "Allowing for the transportation of busloads of migrant families within our county communities without a plan and without clear communication does not protect our residents, and it does not protect the migrant families seeking asylum," end quote. The state may also be trying to put some migrants at the University of Albany over the summer. The State University of New York is in discussions to house asylum seekers at two other SUNY campuses, so University of Albany could be the third. Assemblywoman Pat Fahey, chair of the Assembly's Higher Education Committee, said, and I quote, "My understanding directly from SUNY is that at this point, it is still not final. I'm proud to live in Albany, where we are a welcoming community," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union about what Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado has been up to. It has been about a year since Delgado quit on the 19th congressional district, leading to a special election that Democrats won and a general election that Republicans won. Delgado was seen widely with Governor Kathy Hochul during her re-election campaign last fall, but since then, Delgado has not been very visible. Now Solomon writes, and I quote, "He has been relatively absent during the governor's biggest political fights since the election, the failed nomination of Justice Hector D. LaSalle as chief judge, an unprecedented and now failed proposal to increase housing, and recent changes to the state's bail laws intended to increase public safety," end quote. Delgado declined to be interviewed for the story, instead sending a statement that said, in part, that he has, and I quote, "worked in partnership with Governor Hochul to build a safer, fairer, and more affordable state," end quote. Instead, Solomon caught up with Delgado speaking in Herkimer, and I quote, "reading lines that can be traced back to state websites and administration news releases," end quote. Delgado has almost become Hochul, who, as number two to Andrew Cuomo, did little but tour the state and meet many local officials. Delgado has been meeting folks such as Assemblyperson Chris Tee, a Schoharie conservative, who at the Old Tater Barn in Schoharie County saw the lieutenant governor at an annual Chamber of Commerce awards dinner. Delgado said, and I quote, "the community embraced me, and whether you were a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent, there was at least an attempt to be civil, thoughtful," end quote. Delgado then turned to Teague and said, and I quote, "we're not going to agree on every single issue, right, Chris?" end quote. Teague said he wishes Delgado had a louder voice in the Hochul administration, saying, and I quote, "maybe things would be a little different in Albany if he was able to play a bigger role," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Mako in Porcupine Soup reminds readers that turtles are, slowly, on the move this spring. In May and June, turtles are often on the move looking for sandy areas or loose soil to lay their eggs. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos is asking motorists to, and I quote, "give turtles a break. While a turtle's shell provides protection from predators, it does not protect against being struck by vehicles while crossing roadways. Vehicle strikes are a major cause of mortality among turtles, especially in these coming weeks. DEC urges drivers to be on the lookout for turtles and slow down, particularly on roads near rivers and marshy areas," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.